Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this very fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests, brought to you by the law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, which is located in Fairfax, Virginia, but serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area. If you'd like to know more about OF&P, visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. Also, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to my blog, blueprintforwealth.org, which contains topics and recordings and videos of interest in the estate planning, tax, and business planning areas. And lastly, I'd like you to read the Washington Business Journal once a month when I have my Blueprint for Wealth column, which talks about areas of interest that in the business world that you might be interested in following and reading about. So read the Washington Business Journal once a month for my Blueprint for Wealth column. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that's near and dear to many of my business clients, and it's the topic of directors and officers insurance. We've talked about business insurance generally in the past, and today we're going to focus a little bit about D&O policies. The question is, what is a D&O policy? What is it intended to do? Well, it is intended to protect directors and officers against allegations of wrongful conduct when they're acting in their capacity as a company executive. And the next question is, well, when does wrongful conduct have to occur to be covered by a D&O policy? Well, typically, most policies cover alleged wrongful acts that have taken place prior to or during the policy period. But some policies are negotiated to expressly exclude past acts coverage. So the actual language of the policy has to be closely reviewed. In other words, if you did something before you got the insurance, it may not be covered. So you need to check with your insurance carrier and read the policy carefully. I'm going to say that several times today. D&O insurance is not intended to be what we call burning building insurance or general liability insurance. If a potential insured, company, or the individual is aware of the impending claim, it may be too late to go out and get insurance to cover the claim. Unless, in fact, the potential claim is disclosed to the carrier and the carrier expressly agrees to take it on. Usually, first-time D&O purchasers have to reveal any information they have regarding known claims or related facts or circumstances when they apply for the insurance. Matters that are disclosed in the application usually are excluded from coverage. Now, who is an insured under a D&O policy? Well, the simple answer is the directors and officers of companies are covered, usually, under a D&O liability policy. But that's not the complete answer. Traditionally, only D&O covers directors and officers themselves. But today, this might be expanded to include other managers and non-executive directors, and also employees and sometimes the company itself. Today, many D&O policies, for example, in publicly traded companies, also insure the company, but usually only for claims arising under the securities laws. Most D&O policies for privately held or nonprofit organizations also include company coverage or organization coverage for an array of claims that are unrelated to securities law claims. Now, the question is, who can bring the types of claims that are typically covered under a D&O policy? Well, claims can be brought by the company's stakeholders, the shareholders, the owners, the investors, the lenders sometimes even the employees, and it may even include bondholders of the company. Claims also can be brought by customers or consumer groups, competitors or business partners, and even the government in some circumstances. So, for example, if your company gets sued in a consumer fraud action, it might be covered under the D&O policy. Again, check the policy. Now, you might ask, well, why doesn't the company just indemnify or agree to protect the directors and officers using its own assets? Well, most savvy directors and officers demand that the companies in their articles of incorporation, in their bylaws, and even in indemnification agreements provide this type of protection for directors and officers. But sometimes the companies are financially unable to provide the monetary protection, or may be unwilling to do so for economic or even political reasons. So without corporate indemnity or insurance, directors and officers would be reduced to resorting to their own personal assets to pay for the costs of defending litigation that may be brought against them in their capacity as directors and officers. They also may have to pay for the settlement or judgment. So the insurance provides protection against this type of personal loss. I can tell you that outside directors, people who are not employees of the company or significant shareholders, who are brought on the board to provide independent guidance and independent advice, always ask for D&O insurance coverage. They're very vocal about asking for that type of coverage before agreeing to sit on the corporate board. Now, the next question is, how does the policy's limit of liability typically apply? Well, usually there's a single aggregate limit of liability that applies for all claims that fall within the terms of the policy. It might be a $2 million aggregate claim coverage. This means that the aggregate limit is limited to the entire amount the carrier is willing to pay under the policy and won't change based on the number of claims that are made against the company or the individual directors and officers. Once the limit is exhausted, there's no more coverage available under the policy for any current or future claims. So let's say a claim is brought, say, in a class action suit by a bunch of customers or consumers who claim that they were defrauded by deceptive advertising practices of the company. And they bring a claim not only against the company, but also against the directors and the officers of the company. The policy limits apply not only to the settlement that is agreed to by the company to pay to the people who are suing, but it also applies to the legal costs and fees incurred. And often in these types of lawsuits, you may see high six-figure legal fees incurred, which means that there's very little left to cover the settlement or the actual claim in the event that the claim goes through in the trial. Defense costs apply first to a deductible under the policy. Now, the deductible may be high or it may be low depending on the scope of coverage that you have. But let's say if it's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $50,000, that means the company or the directors and officers themselves have to pick up the deductible before the insurance company will start to pay defense costs. Another thing to keep in mind is if you do have this type of insurance, the insurance company always is going to ask to have its own law firm or its own representatives defend the company and the directors and officers first before the company and directors and officers can choose their choice of counsel to defend them, unless the policy, again, provides for this type of benefit. So you want to make sure when you're shopping for D&O insurance that you're considering whether or not you can choose your own lawyer. Now, there's an issue that often arises in D&O policy coverage, and it's known as the issue of allocating the cost of the claim to both insured and uninsured parties. Uninsured parties, in the case of claims that might arise under a D&O policy, might include the firm's accountants or their attorneys or underwriters, particularly in securities lawsuits. In this situation, the insurance company is going to look to allocate the costs associated with the defense, settlement, and investigation of the claim that are made against the insureds from those same expenses generated on behalf of the non-insured folks. So allocation most commonly occurs when the company itself is named as a defendant, but the company is not covered under the D&O policy. So again, one thing that you want to be absolutely careful of when you're shopping for D&O insurance is to consider whether or not to cover the company under the policy. Usually it's more expensive to do so, but in doing so, you may avoid this dreaded issue of allocating the cost to insured parties, who might include the directors and officers, and uninsured parties, who may include the company if they're not covered under the policy. Another common question, what is excluded under a D&O policy? Well, standard exclusions include fraud or personal profits that are derived by directors and officers from usurping a corporate opportunity or taking company assets, illegally compensating them, paying in excess of what's fair or reasonable under the law, pending and prior litigation, providing notice of the claim too late to the insurance company typically won't be covered. Often, personal injury or bodily injury damage will not be covered. Pollution, ERISA claims, those are things that are typically excluded under a D&O policy. So what you want to be sure of is that you're investigating and making sure that you know what is covered and what is excluded under the policy. Now, there is a very common insurance exclusion under D&O policies known as the insured versus the insured exclusion. And you need to be aware of this if you're buying or shopping for D&O insurance, or you need to tap into the coverage. D&O policies are intended to protect the directors and the officers from third-party claims, people outside the company who might be suing for things that are going on inside the company. But it's not intended to respond to claims that are brought by people who are insured themselves. So a classic example is a 50-50 ownership of a company where one of the insured parties sues the other. Well, that's going to be excluded under a D&O policy. Lastly, when do you have to report the claim to your D&O carrier? Well, usually these policies are on a claims-made basis, which means that you'd better provide full disclosure either in the application process or at the time the claim arises. And it's not clear often when the claim arises, but if you do get a threat, you may need to notify your insurance carrier. If you've got questions about D&O coverage and whether it applies to your company or how to get D&O coverage, give us a call at 703-218-2100, and one of the attorneys at Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman will be glad to help you.